السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، it is with the fazal karam and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak has gathered us in His house to spend some time in the company of great personalities. So the first thing we do is that we renew our intention that we are sitting only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat that He opens the locks of our heart and He allows for us to benefit from whatever we will listen to tonight. Maulana Habibullah Sahib, who is a Khalifa of Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Shah Ki Makhkar Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ali, he will now share a few words of advices with us. So we will call upon Hazrat Maulana Habibullah Sahib. After our Hazrat Wala has become Rahmatullahi Ali, so Hazrat Maulana Habibullah has now made taluk with our Hazrat Shah Ki Mahmud Mazhar Sahib.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس. الحديث، صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم.
إن شاء الله I try to speak in English, but when I speak in English you have to recite this شعر کہ وارفتہ شوق کو الٹا نظر آتا ہے. وارفتہ شوق کو الٹا نظر آتا ہے، مجنو نظر آتی ہے، لیلا نظر آتا ہے. تو ڈونٹ سی دا واٹ آئی ایم سیئنگ، یو جسٹ پٹ یور انٹینشن آن دا سبجیکٹ اینڈ مضمون اینڈ لیو دا گرامر. جسٹ لائک یو وین یو اسپیک ان اردو، واٹ یو ڈو ود اردو، now I am doing with English, inshallah. I'll do with English the same thing, inshallah. Kaza wa kaza. So when my Shaykh and Murshid, my second Shaykh and Murshid, Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Madar Sahib Daud Barakatum, Mufti Sahib Piche Tashreef Farma, Mufti Amjad Sahib Aage Tashreef Le Aaye. He came in South Africa on Saturday. So Hazrat Wala had Bayan in Binoni, Jama Masjid Binoni. The person who was introducing Hazrat Wala, my Sheikh Dawud Barakatum, he said a very good sentence. He said very good words. In Binoni there was 0 degrees temperature and it was too cold there. So he said, in freezing night, the warmest bayan. The person who was introducing, to usne kaha ki is jo hai wo munjamid raat, thandi raat mein aur garam, yani iman ko garam karne wala bayan. My Sheikh, my Murshid, Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Daud Barakatum says, when there is a cold, a person come to home and he asks his wife or his friend, he says, give me a cup of tea. Hazrat Wala says, when you drink a hot cup of tea, you become warm. So Hazrat Wala says, when a cup of tea, wo aapko garam kar sakti hai, he give you hararat and he makes you warm. Then the company of pious people, how can you will not become warm in the company of these people? But one thing is that my Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh used to say that, but the one thing is that when you on the heater and you put on the heater, you must close all the windows and all the doors. You must close. When we sit in the company of these pious people, in the company of our Sheikh and the company of these pious people, we must put our eyes, and we must put our eyes off when the Hazrat my Sheikh Dawud Barakatum says, Na gori ko dekho, na kali ko dekho. Hazrat Wala used to say this, says, this shade is made in South Africa. So, na gori ko dekho, na kali ko dekho. Na gori ko dekho, na kali ko dekho. Don't see the white beauty, nor the black beauty. That is the speciality in South Africa, in these countries. So, don't see that. Na gori ko dekho, na kali ko dekho. Na gori ko dekho, na kali ko dekho. Use dekh, jisne inhe rang baksha. Always see the creator of these beauties. Don't see the beauty. See the creator of this beauty. And you should put your eyes on the Allah. If he say there is an order to see your wife, to see your friend, to see your mother, to see your father, and to see your sheikh, to see your ahlullah. If you put your eyes on these, so you will get the rahmat, you will get the bounty from Allah Ta'ala. You must put your eyes off. Don't see these guys and these beauties running on the road, walking on the road. And also, Hazrat Wala, my Sheikh Damat Barakat, Rahmatullah Alayh says, and when there is a song and these musics somewhere, don't put your usko uski taraf dhyan mat do, usko mat suno, gaane mat suno. And also, you should have a one fist beard. Those people who jin logon ne daadi rakh to li hai, lekin Hazrat Wala farmate the jinhon ne apni daadi abhi baligh nahi ki hai, wo apni daadi ko baligh bhi kar le. Aur isi tarah se apne dil ke andar gande khayalat na pakaye. To Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayh farmaya karte the, uska natija ye hoga ki fir iman ki garmi milegi. Yani in Allah walon ki sohbat se jo garmi mil rahi hai, us garmi ko apne andar humne baki bhi rakhna hai. To yahi wajah hai ke unhone jo badi pyari baat kahi thi ke in the freezing night the warmest bayan, so Allah Taala give us tawfiq to get hum fayda uthaye, to get the advantage from the company of our Sheikh Damat Barakatum Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Madar Sahab. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.